The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can take them out of the Father's hand. Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Years ago, I was watching a documentary from National Geographic. I thought it was fascinating, and it's very much related to the gospel today. And it was a documentary on a buffalo who was running in the desert. Probably know that a buffalo is a very big animal, and a buffalo is very strong, and a buffalo weighs a lot. So as the buffalo was running, kicking up dust, almost out of nowhere, this little animal started to run behind him. And the little animal that was running behind him was relatively lightweight. And as I looked, that animal kind of looked like a German Shepherd, but it was a wolf. And you could see the wolf getting closer to the buffalo. You see, it was first about maybe 300 yards away, and then it was 200, and then it was 100. And the buffalo was running and kicking up dirt. And you probably know that a buffalo, the noise of his, it's going to make a lot of noise, too. So you got both noise, and you've got dust being kicked up. And you could see the wolf was getting closer and closer and closer. Now it was about 50 yards and about 40 and then 20 yards. And the buffalo was totally oblivious or unaware of the fact that this animal was encroaching, getting closer. Then it was just about 5 yards away. And all of a sudden you saw this wolf leaping in the air and grabbing on to the right foot of the buffalo, biting into it. Then you saw this buffalo collapse. Huge, half-ton buffalo collapse, and the wolf was looking at the buffalo. And then what happens is wolves work, they basically form packs, like teams. Within about 2 minutes, there was another wolf. 3 minutes, there was another wolf. Within about 10 minutes, you had a whole pack of about 12 wolves surrounding this buffalo, and the buffalo couldn't get up because of his foot that was bitten, and he couldn't get up. Then the bravest of the wolf bit into the buffalo. Then the second, then the third, then all 12 of them. And within 5 minutes, there was only the bones of the buffalo left. I I maybe saw this about 10 years ago, but National Geographic replayed it about 5 times, and it just was engraved in my memory. And when I preach on this topic, that National Geographic, it always comes to my mind. So I like to try to apply that National Geographic to the biblical passage and to us. Today's Good Shepherd Sunday. Today's Good Shepherd Sunday. It's also Mother's Day. Now you know this, that the shepherd's primary enemy is the wolf. Sheep, by their nature, are not very intelligent animals. Like if a sheep wanders from the flock, the sheep does not have a good memory, and a sheep does not have strong muscles, and they don't even have claws. So sheep is one of the most vulnerable animals you have out there. Whereas a wolf is very intelligent. A wolf is very, very fast. And a wolf also has very sharp teeth. And a wolf knows how to work well in teamwork. He doesn't work by himself, but he works with other wolves. So I'd like to talk about 3 different wolves that are on the prowl to attack many, especially teenagers. Especially those who are about to be confirmed. Often before major victories, this is St. Ignatius and the saints, it's when the wolves become even more ferocious. And they attack even more vehemently, more violently. So one of the most common wolves is an intellectual wolf that convinces us that praying is not important. Prayer is boring. Prayer is a waste of time. You could utilize your time better by not praying, by doing some active work. That's an intellectual wolf. Because you've got intellectual wolves, and can I tell you the truth? Really, it's the devil. So really, the wolf can be interpreted as the devil, and he convinces us that our prayer life, we're just wasting time. I think all of us have fallen prey to that wolf. Maybe even today some of you have fallen prey to that wolf. Going to confirmation, the Mass, praying, you know, the rosary, having that little time before Mass, it was kind of boring. Kind of glad that confirmation is going to be over. I never do that anymore. But really, that's the devil. That's a wolf. Because you know after 2 years of confirmation with your good teachers and the priests that have been working with you, you know that prayer is very important, right? Very important. Often I start my day by praying about 3.5 hours. Almost every morning I start off with that. And I feel that that's not enough. And I'm being honest. I don't think that 3.5 hours, that's not enough. I got to up it. Now, the second wolf is this. Now, if you don't pray, there's another wolf that's going to go after most of us. It's the wolf of pornography. Yeah. I repeat, the wolf of pornography. If you don't pray, that wolf is going to go after you. And he's insidiously going to get into you through movies, obviously the internet. Now, obviously, most common would be the abuse of the telephone. That's a wolf. And it's not just one, but it's a whole multitude of wolves that go after us. Perniciously, insidiously, constantly, relentlessly, if I can use those four words in English. In other words, that wolf goes after us day and night. Especially if you don't pray. You don't pray, you don't have your spiritual weapons, those wolves are going to follow us like a pack, and they're going to attack us, and they're going to rip us apart. And as time goes on, it's not getting easier. It's getting harder. Okay, the third wolf is this. Yesterday we had a beautiful day in which the first year students consecrated themselves to Mary, and today we're going to be consecrating ourselves to Mary and going to be crowning Mary because it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. And never forget that Mother's Day is also the day in which we honor Mary, the Mother of God. Never forget that. So you want to do something special for your mom today? You should. But also you want to do something special for your heavenly mother, and that's Mary. Okay, this is the third and insidious attack of the devil. Is to create in within us a certain coldness to the Blessed Mother. I repeat, certain coldness or distance from the Blessed Mother, in which you don't want to wear your scapular, you don't want to wear your medal, you don't want to have an image of Mary in your room, you know, your mom who's a strong, if you come on, let's pray the rosary, I don't want to do that, that's really boring. I think that that's one of the greatest triumphs of the devil when he convinces Christian Catholics that Mary is not important. And it's the work of the devil. For example, some of you have aunts and uncles, maybe here in Mexico, that used to be Catholics. Now they gave up the Catholic Church and they attack the Blessed Mother, right? Some of your aunts and uncles. Maybe an older brother or sister that fell in with the born-again Christians, maybe the Jehovah Witnesses, maybe the Mormons, and they attack the Blessed Mother. That's a wolf. That's a wolf. Because if Mary is pulled out of your life, you're lost. Because listen, soon as you die, as soon as you die, you go before Jesus to be your judge. Instantaneously, as soon as you die, mercy's over. Like that, you'll go before Jesus. What would happen if you go before Jesus having rejected his mother? Wow. That scares me. If I were to invite you to my house on Mother's Day to meet my mom with her 9 children, 39 grandchildren, she's got probably about 15 great-grandchildren. My mom has a lot of people. If you were to sit down at the broom table in a big restaurant and you greeted some of my nieces that are your age, I've got nieces and nephews your age, my brothers, and the whole time you're having a good time, and then my brother it introduces you to my mother and you insult my mother. Wow! The bomb has fallen in the Broom family. You made all of my family members angry at you because you insulted my mother. We don't want that to happen on the day of our judgment, do we? Because if you reject the Mother of God, you're rejecting Jesus Christ. That's why Saint Louis de Montfort says, "He who does not have Mary as mother does not have God as father." Strong language, huh? He who does not have Mary as mother does not have God as father. Because Mary is the mother of God. Mary is the mother of the church. Mary is the mother of all of us. So I've talked today about the Good Shepherd. And these are three wolves that are going to be going after us. The wolf of the devil, why are you praying? You're wasting time. You know what that confirmation stuff, those confirmation teachers, those priests, they're fanatics. They pray too much. That's the devil. And then with your phone, the internet, getting into bad websites, hey, that's going to be a battle maybe the rest of your life. And if you're tempted to walk away from Mary, you're walking right into the arms of the devil. So, my friends, in 13 days, you're going to be confirmed. Wow. 13 days. Right around the corner. That should be the happiest day in your life. So I would invite you to ask your parents to bring you to Mass every day the next 13 days. Come at 6:15. Come at 16. Come to Mass every day. Receive communion to really dispose yourself. One last idea. A little bit of theology. It's called dispositive grace. Dispositive grace means this. You're going to be confirmed, but the better the disposition, the more abundant the graces. So invite your parents to take you to Mass the next 13 days so you can dispose yourself for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost through the prayers of Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, and your Mother. Amen.